Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, Almighty God, once again, we want to bless your holy name this morning. We want to appreciate you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We want to thank you, Almighty God, for your provision. We want to thank you, Lord, for last week, how you be with us through the week. We want to thank you, Almighty God, for ushering us into a new week, O Father, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the mystery of sleeping and waking up. We thank you, Lord, for the battles you keep fighting evil in our behalf. Lord, we say, may your holy name be praised in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you bid us to come this morning. We are here, O God, to hear for our theophany this morning. Lord, we pray as every one of us other expectation from you. May you speak to us in the language we may understand this morning. Open not our heart to receive your word in righteousness. Our brethren who are sick on their way coming, those may not be able to lead them for what is it on the other, we pray. May your grace be sufficient to them all. Grant all this petition, Almighty God, for the glory and the honor of your holy name. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Before we have our seat, let's open our Bible to Matthew chapter 6. I will read for verse 25 to 33. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I read. Therefore I said unto you, take thought for the life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, not yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowl of the air, but they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barn. Yet your every father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking a thought can add one cubit unto his stature? One take ye thought for raiment. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye little faith? Therefore, take no thought, say, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink? Or what shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your every father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. May the Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. You may be seated. Once again, you are welcome to the Sunday school this morning in Jesus' name. By the grace of God this morning, just want to ship aloud with a little topic here. The main thing. Praise God. The main thing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, it has been since a man fell for grace. It has been that the man always wants to make this happen without the knowledge of God. A man always wants to cater for himself. A man always wants to do this and to praise his own name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And then, and that is why Jesus took time to analyze all the needs that you and I need here on earth. All that we desire to have, all that we plan to have, Jesus knew everything. And he keep on analyzing every one of them, reminding you and I that he used even the animals who don't struggle like you. The animal who don't even have soul to teach, using them to make an example that if all those animals does not struggle, they all depend on their creator. How much more that you that has the image of God, how much more we supposed to depend on God? Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, Brother Brad said, man always appreciate God for what he has done, appreciating him for what he will do, and forgotten what he's doing now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And then, if you appreciate God for what he has done and you forgot what he's doing presently in your life now, you will never appreciate it enough. Amen? Because every break of the day, God always has his blessing that he gave to his son and daughter. And that is why he was reminding us, why do you bother yourself what you will put on? Why do you bother yourself where you will live? Why do you bother yourself for all those materialities? Praise God. And after he analyzed everything, to crown it all, he said, the main thing that you and I need is seek first the kingdom of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For example, Dangote is the richest man in Nigeria. And now I want to fall heir to all the property of Dangote. You don't need to struggle yourself. You don't need to go to university. You don't need to go for theology school. All you need to do is to become his son. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The moment you become his son, everything that he owes belongs to you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that is one thing many of us has never realized. Praise God. You can't receive anything from God until God become your father. Praise God. Because the responsibility of a father is to provide for his children. It is only the leftover that he can give to us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So that is why Jesus was reminding you and now that instead of you and now to be running about to try to get the big thing, why can't you get the main thing? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I just want to fellowship with a little message here. In the message, come follow me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I will stand for paragraph 94. Praise God. Amen. The prophet said, little story one time I heard of a man who was, he was poor. Praise God. He always wanted a little fiery story, like it always stuck with me. Though, one day, he picked a flower, and the flower was magic. Praise God. And the flower answered to him and said, you have been poor all your life. Amen. He said, now ask what you will. Ask what you will, and it will be given to you. Just the same way Jesus speak. He said, if you ask anything in my name, my Father will do it for you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And this man, he has been poor all of his life, but he has a desire. He wants to become a rich man. You want to become the man in the town that everybody will talk of. But he doesn't know how to go about it. Maybe perhaps he must have been an educated person, but yet there's no job. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that is why when a student in admission to university, the purpose why you are there is to learn. And the main thing is that no matter how brilliant you are, no matter how good you are in school, after your graduation, without your certificate, nobody will even recognize you as a student. Praise God. So the certificate is the main thing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. While it is only this our advanced country that you can travel to, maybe they may not ask you detail of your certificate like that. They want to see how talented you are. But here in our country, if you like, come out with first class. And you told her that I was graduated in university in first class in mathematics. The first thing they will ask you, where is your paper? And they don't care to know whether that paper was forged. Whether the paper, somebody will sit for you on your exam day to help you to make that paper, they don't care. And that is why we see an engineer, a man who read an engineer in school, he had to become a banker. What is the relationship between an engineer and a banker? Blessed be the name of the Lord. May God help us in Jesus' name. And this man has been poor all this year, but he wants to become somebody in life. Let's look at it. Praise God. He said, that yonder mountain would open up, and I could go therein and find the gold in the mountain. Say, where? He said, you will have to take me with you whenever you go. See? You will have to take me with you. So wherever I am there, you can ask what you will. Simple arithmetic. Simple examination. Amen? And that is why it's not that God didn't know what you need. It's not that God wants to punish you and now. Amen? But there is something that God is looking out of. That if I gave this young man this opportunity, he will never suffer the other day of his life. Amen? Because the prophet told us, he said, no matter what you want to do, God look at your motive and your objective. Amen? And God bless his children based on their motive and their objective. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is why if you look at the story of David, every one of us will call David an adulterous man. But God look at his heart. He say, a man after my own heart. Why? It is because of God know the intent of his heart. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God know that the ambition of David is to serve him, to please him, to do something that will glorify the name of God all the days of his life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that is why after the reign of David, Solomon took over. All the misbehaved, he said, because of my servant David, I will not take the kingdom completely away from you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. What was that? That's the main thing that God is looking at. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he said, "Any wherever I am, there you can ask what you will." He walked to the mountain, and the mountain opened up, and he went in. The shiver was full of gold and diamonds. As the little fairy story goes, he laid the flower down. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Many of us, you may say since last year till now, you never get an alert of 1 million at this spot. But it should calculate what God has given to you. Let's say from generally to this word, you have spent more than 2 million. Praise God. But God knew that if he gives you that 2 million at the spot, you will misbehave. That is the nature of a man. Mostly if the man is not yet born again. Blessed. And that is why Jesus was saying, in order for you to enjoy all those things you desire for, there is something you need. Your soul needs to be saved. Because salvation, no, riches without salvation, it will lead you to crisis. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Look at our generation today. When a young man, first of all, cash out 1 million, the first thing that will come to his mind is to look for the best hotel in the town. Amen? It's to look for the best hotel in the town and the best woman that he can lay out on. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? So, Father Abraham said, God want to bless you more than even the way you need the blessing. But the problem is that are we really prepared for the blessings? Amen? Because when a man got married, his desire is to bear children. Then after you bear children, what next is to take care of them. You know that it was not the children's responsibility to take care of themselves. Because it was not there that desire to come to this world. It is you that desire to have children. And that is why you can come to God at any time, at any minute, that you brought me here on earth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that is why you should never beat your chest, say, whatsoever I have today, it is by my power. Because you never know how the riches come. There are some people that are more brilliant than you. There are some people that are more serious than you, but yet don't have nothing. It just the grace of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So the man laid the flower down just as we normally lay grass down. The moment we get the best job as a first class student, our shoulder will go up. Don't you know my certificate? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. If I should tell you this morning, there are two T's that are most useless here on earth. Amen. That no matter how you love your children, you can't transfer it to them. Amen. That is your certificate. You may come out from university with best certificate, but you may give birth to children, and those children, they don't know ABCD. And you cannot give your certificate to them. And you cannot give them your brain so that they can move on. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that is why, if you look at human being from our head to toe, outside of the conversion of our heart, there is nothing to read in a man. Blessed be the name. Nothing to read in a man. Why? Because of we are just common dust. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What are we talking about? The main thing. The man laid the flower on the ground. Just he has never even laid out on it, but he laid the main thing on the ground. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Oh man. And he laid the flower on the ground, on a table or a rock. And he ran and grabbed a big gem. And he said, I must go show this to my friends. Amen. Sometimes, the reason why you see that every ending of the year, Christmas, young men and young women, they want to rush to go home. They want to go and show themselves that I have. All the little change you have gathered from January to the December. Look at the month you spent to gather this money. It will not take you 1 week. You finish there. Some people will even go village. They will be begging for transport to come back. It's an evil spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Oh, may God bless you in Jesus' name. So the moment he saw gold, the first desire that came to his heart, I want to go and show my friends. He forgot the main thing. That the agreement is that wherever I am, you can ask whatsoever you want, I will give to you. And in our journey of success, we should never left Jesus alone. Let it be the center of our business. Let it be the center of our study. Let it be the center of our decision. Let it be the center of everything that we do. Why? Because without him, there is nothing we can receive here on earth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, man. He said, I must go show this to my friend. And now I am rich. I'm a rich man. I have everything now. Praise God. I must show this. And so, the flower spoke. But, sir, you have forgotten the main thing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Our God is a covenant-keeping God. He doesn't break his own. When God go into a covenant with you, he will never break his part. Because he knew as human, you must misbehave. About the time you say, I am sorry, he will accept you back. Brother, that is why no man will ever love you like Jesus. No man will ever care for you like Jesus. Amen. Even if no matter how your father reach, there is a limit what your father can do to you. If you come to him in the morning, you demand money, he may give you. Afternoon, he may give, but in the evening, there will be question mark. Amen. But it is only God that is a true father that any minute, not a day, any minute you come to him, he will answer you. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's cry for Jesus. He can never be tired of you. That is what the prophet say. We should always ask for big things. Because when you ask your father big things, he will know that this is the true son of his father. Amen. Many of us, we used to underestimate God. We used to have it in mind that there's a limit how far God, how God can go. Brother, when it comes to issue of blessing, there's no limit. When it comes to issue of protection, there's no limit. When it comes to issue of provision, there's no limit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God can do everything, even the worst you not even ask for. Blessed be the name. He will do it and he will be glad in it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But the problem is that we should never forget the main thing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I remember the story of that rich young ruler. After he must have acquired everything. Praise God. But deep down inside of his heart, he knew that the main thing has not yet come. But he was desiring to see this meeting, to have an encounter with him. But one day, because the prophet told her, when you have a desire to meet with God, God must surely show forth himself to you. And he may not show it to you the way you think he will, but he will show himself to you the way he wants it. And that is why we should be ready to receive his visitation at any time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. If you look at Abraham and Lot, when the three agents came in Genesis 18, when Abraham saw them afar off, there is one person that his attention was, that was the one that was in the middle. Praise God. When he wanted to greet them, he greeted them, my Lord. Praise God. But when it comes to Lot, he called them my lords. And God Abraham said, who has Lot backslidden condition? He still recognized those people. But he may not get the full revelation of who they are, but yet he still knows that those people, they are peculiar people. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that is how we should be spiritual. And that is why I used to often when you see stranger you don't know before, the way you will treat them, it may be your helper. It may be that somebody God have said to you to liberate you, but your attitude can set your helper away. Amen. God is in the business of using men to lift men. He will never come down in the form of God. He will come down as a man. Praise God. And that is why any man or any woman that you come across, treat him as if you have known him more than 20 years. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. May the Lord bless you. Oh, man. And the father spoke to him, but you have forgotten the main thing. So he ran back and picked up. Said, well, maybe I will get a piece of gold. I will get a piece of silver. And so he said, I will hurry out to tell the people how rich I am. You see, he completely left God out of the picture. Praise God. He completely left God out of the picture. And that is why sometimes when God gives us a job, before we God give us that job, before door open for church, now we the open door. Sometimes we wait for evil janitor to come and open door. Why? Because of we are looking from something from God. And God will just fold his hand and they look at you and say, you, I know you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. No matter how crafty you are, God know you. And Satan also know you. And you will know ourselves. Amen. God will be looking at you. But because of God is a merciful God, he will try you. Because he said, believe not every spirit. I say, try them. God will try you. Whether your portrayality, whether it will still remain the way it is. Blessed be the name of the Lord. By the time God opened the door for you, you used to, that first week that alert enter or that promotion come, you may come, blessed be the name of the Lord. If you are becoming by 7:30 before, once that alert enter, you may still come by 7:35. You see, the thing, don't they adjust so? By the time in that step into next week, on Saturday, you will call pastor. Pastor, I don't know. I may not be able to come to church tomorrow because the nature of my work. But you never tell God the nature of your poverty there. But you cannot tell God now the nature of my work. Now I'm so busy now that even I can't even have time for myself. But God knows before it will happen. But he just wants to try you so that on that day you have no excuse. Blessed be the name of the Lord. One thing that I hate past in my life is to come to church late. Amen. Since I became a Christian, I didn't say while I was in Cali church because there I can come to church 10 o'clock. Now me go last call, now me go first school. But since I became a Christian, on Saturday, I will be dreaming that I'm in the church. Because everything about the service is in my heart. And that is why the Bible says, wherever your treasure is, that is where your heart will be. So if truly that you have a shareholder in the kingdom of God, every service day, your heart must be in the hands of God. Amen. What do you call to church? Do you come to your office late? What excuse will you give in your office that make you late? If you late today, your boss may just say, okay, let me
pardon you. But when you late the next day, they will give you query. And when it continue again, every day you late, they will reduct your salary. Just imagine God wanted to reduct our salary, our blessing, our year. We will not spend 1 year on it. But because it's God, it's not a man. It doesn't operate just the way you are now operate. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Don't forget the main thing. The main thing is Christ. Amen. Let it be the center of your ashram. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He said, I will hurry out to tell the people how rich I am and what I have got. And he said, and he got to the door, and the flower said, but you forgot the main thing. God was so faithful that he was still reminding him every minute. And that is how God, there is no day that God didn't speak to our hearts. There's no minute that God will not speak to your heart. But it is we that decided to pay a deaf ear to the voice of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If God didn't speak to you, how can he communicate with you? But you must be sensitive to hear the voice of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He speak to him. So he wrote back again. He said, in here we find all kind of materials. So he picked up a stone. He said, I will go take this stone and show the people what kind of stone this matter is made out of. So I can find my way back to it. See? And he started out there. He started out the door. And the flower said, for it, the final time, you have forgotten the main thing. At that moment, he didn't hear the voice at all. I pray that we should never cross that boundary in Jesus' name. That boundary that you will close, that you will never return back anymore. May we never reach that step in Jesus' name. He said, shut up. See, he did not want to hear it anymore. Forget the main thing. And he ran out the door. And when he did, the door closed behind him with the flower on the inside. The main thing was the flower. See, the main thing was the flower. He forgot the main thing. Amen. No matter how much he said that good, that money will finish. But if the mate was with him, it will never go dry. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Anytime he see that the pocket is good dry, as long as say Christ is with him, he will ask and it shall be given. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Before the second prayer, we should read this one again. He said, year ago, as a king, as you all are here, cattle rush above here, above finish, I was reading a piece of prospector, a paper about a prospector there. There was no road through here, then, just little sad parts. They still do a lot of prospecting in here, you know. But this prospector have come in and in hand found a lot of money, has struck a lot of gold, and on his road in, he stayed in a cabin he had found, and he had a dog with him, and the dog tied up on the outside. At that night, there had been an art lord following him. Maybe I'm about to they were following him because of what he got. Praise God. To get this gold, he has picked it up in the old Spanish man, and he was coming in with it. And the dog started barking. And the man did not want to be bothered with that dog. Sir, shut up, he said. Tomorrow I will take this in to a city. And the moral of this story was this. And I will have it way up, and I will be a rich man. And I will buy great cars. I will have all kinds of women and big parties. I will be a rich man because I have already struck the claim. I have got good here, much of it. And he said, I will. And while he was trying to go to sleep, the dog kept barking because the dog see the outlaw coming up, sleeping up, waiting for the prospector to go to sleep. He raised up again and screamed at the dog again, said, shut up. And the poor dog went and tried to warn his master that danger was knocking. And when the next time, when the dog started barking, the prospector had a short cord. He didn't want to be bothered. So he just raised up and shot the dog. And the prospector was keen that night. Amen. But the outlaw, all of his fancy dream, done him no good. One, he seen the voice that was warning him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Every of our mistake, there is a voice behind it that is warning us. But if we can be able to hear, listen to that still small voice, I believe that our life will make a difference. May the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. While we bow our head.
Gracious Father, we thank you very much for the abundance of your blessings that we have received through the preaching of your word in this Sunday school. We just ask that your spirit will water it in our heart, Lord, that the evil one we have no access to it may become our inheritance, may become our portion. May we meditate on it, O God, may it do our souls good. Thank you, dear Father. Bless your servant you have used and prepare him and strengthen him for the service ahead of him. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.